We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. New South Wales Labor General Secretary Bob Nanva has reportedly spoken with Jodie McKay in a bid to encourage the embattled leader to consider her future. It's believed Mr. Nanva has had multiple conversations with Ms. McKay since Sunday's Upper Hunter by-election loss, with a view to reaching an outcome that would leave her dignity intact. Party sources said the push for a sensible transition is designed to avoid a contested ballot for the leadership. Labor MPs said the party's head office was also indirectly encouraging Ms. McKay to consider her position by telling her caucus supporters she needs to go. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. A primary school student who brought a pocket knife to class last week has been suspended in the latest episode of knife-related incidents in the state's public schools. Teachers at Kingswood South Public School found the knife in the girl's school bag after other students found out about it and alerted them. Nobody was hurt in the incident, but the girl was suspended in line with the Department of Education policy on knives. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Human rights boffins have resurrected a plan to force taxpayers to fund an advertising campaign promoting the idea that Australia is fundamentally racist, and they want to feature some of the nation's biggest sporting stars who will be expected to work for free. Weeks after the Australian Human Rights Commission pulled a $140,000 tender to refresh its Racism, It Stops With Me campaign after it was heavily criticised for promoting the idea that Australia is structurally and institutionally racist, the independent body has quietly refreshed the idea. It's now calling for an update of the promotional campaign, focusing on structural racism in addition to interpersonal racism. And in sport, NRL stars on the verge of State of Origin selection will go into this weekend's final round before the New South Wales and Queensland teams are named, walking a high tackle crackdown tightrope, knowing one wrong slip could cost them a chance to play in the series opener in Melbourne on June 9. Ahead of what's shaping up to be a huge night at the NRL judiciary on Tuesday, when the Roosters' Origin hopefuls Victor Radley and Angus Crichton will front the panel, along with Canberra's Elliot Whitehead, the big fear now is what impact the crackdown is going to have on selections for the game's showpiece event if more players are rubbed out. A massive 29 charges emerged from round 11 as the game struggles to come to grips with the growing concussion concern that has divided opinion among players, coaches, experts and fans. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.